never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. The money
in a pain. Welcome to the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked at the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. At the that man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
All right, guys, this is In the Streets with Streaks. I'm here, Cliff's here, but ain't no streets. Cliff, what streets at? All right, let me just take care of handle some business and hold it down for streets till we get here. As you all guys know, that the North versus South, we're going to have some bad weather this weekend. So what Dexter and Joe have decided to do is to cancel the race because they got all kinds of people coming from all over the country. So they went ahead and canceled it. I applaud those two guys. I mean, you know, there are going to be some people who say, why'd you cancel? You don't know yet. Well, then there's some people who say, well, what took you so long? So no matter what you do, you have to just do what you believe best to do and do that and live with it because you're not going to please everybody. Those that like it, going to be with it. Those that don't, they don't. And so it is what it is. So wait, what's going on? Okay, but we are going to have a, Dex is, he put up a post that we're going to have some old school testing tunes, some grudge races, and some other stuff up there. So, that's going down tomorrow, Thursday night, up at Gallatin Sports Park. Had a lot of pollen down this neck of the woods, and those guys about the track, did a good job cleaning up, so I'm anxious to see what that looks like. I know it was some big stuff, and so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what we got going on. All right, so I'm still here trying to learn this system over here, so I tell you what I'm gonna do though. I'm not gonna do a show tonight. I can't do a show tonight. I got other things to do. I got other business to it. I got to stand on some business. So I'm going to give Streets a call right now and see what his deal is. And if he's there, he's there. If not, Cliff, if you want to take the show and hold it down for a little. He said, okay, wait a minute. He said, I just got to text from Streets. I'm running late, boss. Hold me down. So good deal on that. That's what we're going to do. We're going to hold him down. He called in, though. He called in like, what's that dude name on the on the Ricky Smiley show. What's that dude named be late for work every day? What's his name? Black Tony. Black Tony. Black Tony, is you Black Tony, is you coming to work today? Black Street. Black Street. That's the name of a group, ain't it? Black Street. You coming on the show today? Well, there you go. He's coming up here, and we're going to try and hold it down till he gets here. Just while we're waiting on him and thinking about what's going to go on at the North versus South and next weekend coming up, we've got Gigantor in the Brawl for it All, and we all praying for his health and hope he gets better and is back to full speed, back to 100% capacity. And so he's going down next weekend over at the Deion Kennedy is also doing his event next week as well, up at Butch Creek, and definitely looking forward to that one. So I'm sure both those events will be well attended and and those both be good shows. So definitely looking forward to that. Let me get back over here and find out what we're doing. All right, just got another show put on the schedule today. We got a lot of them. I'm not going to speak about that show until I get confirmation that the show that NGRA is going to recommend. So, it's all good, though, man. You know, it's all good. And, you know, God has his plans, and even though we have ours, we got to bow down to his. So we definitely do that, you know. God says it is what it is. It is what it is. So let me say hello to some of you fellows out here this morning. Cliff Bilton, what's up, Doctor? Chef Lion Lock in the building. Achilles Lewis, what's up, Doctor? Longtime friend, longtime supporter. You in the house? What's up, Tank? What's good with you, Doctor? Longtime friend, longtime supporter. Definitely looking forward to seeing all you guys sometime this year. All right, hold on a second. You live on the air right now. I'm doing the show live. So this is a question you can ask me live on the air, and you go ahead. If not, I will talk to you after the show. Which one?
I just wanted to know about this weekend.
Oh, okay. We were just talking about that. What's up?
Is it still going on or is it canceled?
Johnny, you ain't nothing. It's been reduced from 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, to one day, Thursday.
Okay, I got you.
So Long Island Joe will be down here, Dexter will be down here, and I will be at the North versus South on Thursday. It's scheduled to rain on Friday and Saturday, and out of an abundance of caution and out of feeling for the racers and understanding what the costs are for all that travel and preparation and stuff, he just go ahead and pulled the plug early today because the weather was not improving. So big props out to those guys for going ahead and pulled the trigger. And
okay, I appreciate that.
All right, so how you doing, Doctor?
Oh, hanging in there.
Hey, listen. Do you guys take that now? Tell everybody who you are. You are the owner. Now, did you own that sit down the month
yes.
Brothers Duster?
Yes, the Ron Lyles Duster.
The Ron Lyles Duster. Okay, good deal, man. Good deal. So that's that car owns a big piece of history, drag race and grudge race history. So we got to talk about it at some point. I'm going to get you on the show at some point and do an interview with you and so on and so forth. But let me ask you a question. Do you guys ever take that car out anywhere and show it off? And do you have, like, signs or something to tell the story about?
The last time I had it, I was last year at the SEMA show.
At the who show?
The SEMA show. They did a big thing at the SEMA show with the 12.
Okay, cool. How'd that work out?
Oh, it was great. It was great. But we, you know, before my father passed, matter of fact, today is the day that he passed, 2 years ago. And he used to go around to different churches, talk to the kids, and tell them how a country boy from South Carolina went all the way to the White House. So the 72, he met the president. It was at the White House with the president.
Okay, okay, good deal on that. Good deal on all that. So listen, I'm gonna invite you on the air right now to one of my events. I'm not gonna tell everybody which one it is. We'll make a public announcement. But I'm gonna call you back a little bit later. I'm working with my team to try to do something real big this year. And
I got you. No problem.
I want you there. Okay, I want you there.
No problem.
I'll give you a call, and we'll talk about details, all right?
Okay.
All right, so what did you do? Did you beat Streets up and made them late for work? I mean, you know, was he hanging out with Black Tony or something? I mean, what's going on?
Who knows?
Oh, man. Let me find out where somebody else is on the show, man. All right, Doctor. I'll holler at you soon, man. I see you riding.
All right, I appreciate it.
You can sign in. You can sign into the show. We on now. If Streets ever get on here, because I'm gonna stay up here about 30 minutes maximum is all the time I can give. And he ain't here. If he ain't here. Oh man, I don't know who this dude is. Let me see. All right, doctor, take care. Be good.
All right.
When you guys come in the show, please identify yourself because we have the spammer guys over here. Just take your phone off the hook, identify yourself, say hi to me, say hi to somebody on the screen, and that's it. You guys don't laugh no more, but I need to see who you are because I got a funny-looking dude in the waiting room right now, so I'm getting scared. Tell me who you are, guys.
What's up, Joe Wachter?
What's going on?
No,
what's up? What's good with you, doctor?
All right.
Good deal.
Everything good?
Yes, sir. I'm holding on. I'm holding on both hands, scared to let go. Trying to elevate, man. Good to have you on the show. Appreciate you, Dr. Rock. Is that you?
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Good in yourself.
Good. Just checking in. Thank you for tuning into the show. Achilles Lewis, is that you? I told you guys, just open your mind to go to everybody. Just open your mic and say, hey, and that's it. What's up, Achilles? What's up, man?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
it's me.
You know what? I don't know who no hey is, Fat Albert. Hey, you ghetto cowboy, you did that. You funny, you know that? You funny ghetto cowboy. I saw you. The only reason I knew it was you because like, your voice and your thing on your screen lit up on the show. Your screen lit up. So I knew it was you. You choker, you. How you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing good, boss. Doing good.
All right. Hey, Tank, man. You don't come on the show too often, Tank. Make sure let me know it's you, Tank. Because I'm getting ready. Okay, thank you. Because he hung up. It wasn't him. Because I know he don't come on the show very often. But so anyway, it's all good. Let's see who this is over here. I hope this is Streak on the new Samsung. Hey, Streak. Hey, who that Samsung just came in here? Who that Samsung came in here? Who that? Sir, you need to speak up, please, because we got to be careful now. The enemy is trying to storm the gate. Samsung. Okay, look, Samsung, I'm going to put you in the waiting room, right? And you're going to know I'm talking to you because it seems like you don't know I'm talking to you right now. I just want to make sure we ain't no spam, no hacker, that's all. Just say, hey, Samsung, 3, 2, Samsung, in the waiting room. Okay, I'm going to let you stay there for a second. I'm going to take you back out. You hear the music. Okay. Samsung, I just took you out the waiting room again. Please tell me your name, Samsung. Oh, you're connecting audio now. Okay, got you. Samsung, tell me your name. What y'all say? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Kill him?
Oh,
off with his head.
Who that? Who that, man? Last time. I'm not trying to be hard ass or nothing. I'm just trying to have a good show without somebody jerking their genitals on the show, man. Come on, that's not nice. That's not cool.
Joe, you gotta get them off, man. They ain't acting
that
right.
All right.
Who that freak?
I don't know who, it, who is that Samsung? Who got the Samsung phone right there? You just talked. Who that?
Mello.
Who? Mello.
I ain't in the Samsung phone, though.
Okay, who is it? Tell me who your name is. I'm sorry, I can't. My phone is jacked up. Who is you?
Brooklyn, Mello.
Oh, okay.
Sheffield boy. Sheffield boy. Sheffield boy.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem, doctor. I'm good.
Yeah, some guys become. You see how you don't trust your own people? Because I know this dude for years. We've been down for a minute. How long you know me now?
God damn. Long time, Joe. Long time.
But I'm about
30 years
more. At least. But I'm about to kick you off the show. I'm about to talk junk about you just because I can't trust what I can't see because those guys be doing it all the time. You know, the guys be doing it. So it is what it is. Gregory Sharp, what's up, doctor? All right. All right, so we still holding it down for Sheets to get here. All right, guys. Anybody still coming down? I think Jeff Rogers said he might be coming down still on Thursday. You know, just to hang out and have some fun and shoot the stuff. I'm gonna come down on Thursday. North versus South. Anybody coming? Anybody taking a ride? I'm coming. I'm definitely going. I'm gonna be up there supporting. It's a rough weekend, but, you know, God's will is God's will. We can't argue about the rain, the cold, the sleet, the snow, or the sun, because we don't make none of it. So, got to if it's God's will, that's what you got to say everything. If it's God's will, because if it ain't, it ain't. But it ain't like it's no, you just take it like it's some days it rains, some days it snows, some days it sleet. Today's the hurricane. I'm talking too much. I'm trying to feel dead air. You know what? Somebody talk to me, man. Somebody talk to me. Somebody say something. Ask me a question, anything. I tell you what, right now, three questions. Anybody can ask me online or Facebook, wherever you at, the Zoom or the Facebook. You can ask me three questions, and I'll give you my most honest, most succinct answer. Three questions. Anything. Baby mama. Girlfriend, race car, grudge secrets, money math and mystery, the movie, music. I don't know what to do, man. I didn't come up here to do no show today. I came up here to hold it down for streets and run the board. Got to hire somebody. Gregory Sharp, let me talk to you. How you doing, Gregory Sharp? Since you on Facebook side, just these dudes on how to talk. Better get up here quick. I'm going to tell him he got 11 minutes, and I'm gone. Since nobody ain't talking to me anyway. But it's okay. We'll be all right. I got to go. All right, so... All right, so
Joe, I got something. Joe,
okay,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got something for you. There's a lot of conversation about, like, I guess boosted cars versus nitrous cars. Did you see what the nitrous cars did to the boosted cars this past weekend?
Say it one more time. I can hear all the way.
No, I said that there's always a lot of conversation about boosted cars versus nitrous cars, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you see this past weekend what the nitrous cars did to the boosted cars?
I did not. I'm interested, though. I'm interested. What happened?
You know, I guess they had Mike Hill's first point, you know, that idea he got going on. And then nitrous car ran all over the top of the booster car.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, good deal. We can get a big shout out to Mike Hill. Those of you who don't know, he had a little spill on a motorcycle accident. But he's in the hospital recovering, and as far as I know, he's recovering pretty good. So big claps out to Mike. He'll get well soon. And Gregory Sharks, he says he's healing nicely, so good deal on that. Gregory Sharks, man, you'll be back like Walter, man, in no time. You'll be sharp right again. And then we got Rob McCready. Listen, I'm going to put a hit out on Rob McCready. He called me JoJo. I told him about calling me JoJo, so now I'm going to put a bounty out on you. Anybody that see Rob McCready in my presence, I want you to chop him in the throat, back chop him in the throat, like from the side of your hand where your pinky finger is. Take your left hand and take your thumb and hold it to your right index finger, your top index finger, and chop him in the throat. And if you do that, you got a bounty. I don't know how much it is, but it's going to be something. Patty Cake, what's up? Hun, how you doing? Shawty? What's up, Shawty? That's what Gregory Sharp said. I didn't say that. Gregory Sharp said Shawty. So, we got to tell whoever to write what they want on their tombstone, JoJo. Wait a minute. You go do a 187 over a simple a throat chop? Come on, man. You can't do a 187 because of a throat chop. Come on, man. Anyway, not on the tombstone. Let's make it. You mean the pizza? You mean the tombstone pizza? Is that what you mean, Rob? Rob said he got a tombstone pizza. I told him. Thank you, Janice. Thank you, Janice. Hey, Janice, listen. Big props out to you, and congratulations to you and Slim on your anniversary. So happy belated anniversary to you. I meant to say it out loud. I think I did, but, you know, sometimes I'm forgetful. So if I didn't, happy belated anniversary to you and Slim. And I know Slim just had a birthday not too long ago, Seuss. So anyway, big props out to you guys. And how much you paying, Joe? I miss Listen, Greg, if I put a price on it, then they can prosecute me. I can't. Hey, Lenore Foxworth, what's up, doctor? What's good with you, man? Hey, Lenore. Well, I can't say nothing yet, but I might be needing your services, Lenore. I mean, I'm going to be doing some work with you. I don't know. If it's in the cards, if it's God's will, we can do some work because you have a company that we're looking for. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll get back to you, Lenore. Wait a minute. I've seen some breaking news. Gregory Sharp said, how much you paying, Joel? I'm interested. Patty Cake saying, I'm paying no mind. That is not true, Patty Cake. I am paying some mind. And hit me on the back. Like, no, I'm going to tell you. Okay. I can't have it in writing because if you got it in writing, they can get you. If you ain't got it in writing, they can't get you. Not unless you tell them, you know, unless you tell them. But it's getting to be close to, hey, but Patty Cake, I think Gregory Sharp was trying to get me to pay him to put a hit out on you. Now, I don't know. I'm just a casual observer. I just see what I see. You know, sometimes you see what you see, and that's it. But, well, let me get back to Achilles. Achilles, let me. I stopped your story. I apologize. Let me get back to it because I get carried away. Achilles, please get back to your story. The nitrous cars dominated. Did they beat them? Did they dominate?
Oh man, they cut the head clean off the shoulders.
Now wait a minute. The whole was there any blood? Or was it smooth?
No, it was clean cut, Joe. Clean cut. It's smooth.
Smooth cut. Golly. Whoa, to have mercy. A seven head. Now, this is still Alabama. Mike Hill's joint, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
And Joe, you know what makes it so funny?
What's that?
Goddamn Keisha went against Salty Bitch, even though Salty Bitch won, but goddamn Keisha's laying it down.
Keisha was on one this weekend.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, boy.
Wait a minute. Keisha went up against
Keisha.
Yes,
big Keisha. Salty.
Yeah.
The big B, he went up against the Salty B.
Yeah, boy. Even though Salty Bitch won, but goddamn Trigger Man goddamn pulled him out the goddamn hole, boy. Goddamn.
Yeah. Salty B had to work. Salty B had to work for that.
Yes, Lord. Keisha was on the path, and Keisha beat a goddamn what that's an RX-7 turbo car.
Yeah, so that monster they got.
I think Keisha got off that bumpers, boys.
Cross out the Trigger Man and TMR Racing, the 8-time national grudge racer of the year. Oh man, I don't it wasn't no grudge racing, but it was a shootout, right?
Yeah, the points.
Yeah, it was a shootout.
Okay, good deal. I'm interested in seeing how that turns out, you know. See, that's the thing about, you know, when Mike Hill does his stuff, man, you know what it is. The titles are clear. This is a shootout. That's a grudge race. And you don't cross no lines. So Byron, Parody, Big Keisha, ride for sure.
What's the guy for Salty Bitch named Ricky Stein, something like that? The one to drive?
Ricky Stanbro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on somebody's talk show last night, and he was saying, he was like, yo, he says a point thing, but he said, yo, Keisha did his thing because there was a lot of bears out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And believe me, I'm not talking about, you know, I like to watch the big-time shootouts. You know, I may not be so excited about the small shootout unless it's some nice twist to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a nice twist to it. But the big time, like Salty B and Mario and the big names like that get up in there. Yeah, I'm all eyes, all ears. I'm watching. You know, especially, you know. But the thing, I just like the clarity. I like to know what I'm looking at. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I like to know what I'm looking at, man. And it's all good, man. Because that sounds exciting. Do they have that on lot on somewhere on the on
I think you could watch it on that was this other guy. I don't know who he is, but he had a good fucking video going up.
Hey, but let's give him some props. That if this dude caught that kind of action, man, he need to get out some props from us. What's his name, man?
Get that
videographer's name so we can give him some love, man. Please get that name. Get that name, please.
I don't have his name, but he had a great shot of the races.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah,
he commentated good. Yeah.
Right, he commentated good too. I don't know who he is, but because I'm so used to Forever Grudge or KC, KJ, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But he has some good shit.
Oh, Rob McCree said it was Greg Atwell. Greg Atwell. So big props out to Greg Atwell for doing his thing. What's his brand name? What's his brand, Rob? Anybody know?
He probably from down there from Alabama, though. Probably one of those guys from down that way. But
oh,
he damn sure has
King of the
good
South
footage.
Was there. Okay, big props out to King of the South for getting, for bringing us, letting us be down there too. We couldn't go, but we was there anyway through the video. The video is bad. Video is a bad boy. Believe me, video is bad. Bama Burnouts. Okay, Bama Burnouts. Bama Burnouts, and the name is Greg Atwell. Bama Burnouts. Okay, that's a new brand on the team, man. Y'all go check it out. Go look up, hit up Bama Burnouts, and watch Trigger Man, the 8-time national grudge racer of the year, go to battle with Salty B. He came in second, but he came in first in our hearts. Because you ain't got to win. You ain't got to win no big-time race. You just got to be in the story. You ain't got to win the race, but if you were part of the story can't be told without you. Michael Jerome Lee, what's up? What's up, Big John Mike? That's my boy. What's up, Big John Mike? Shaggy Lee, what's up, Doctor? But yeah, when you lose, even if you lose, you're still part of the story. That's a good thing. Like Mel, you remember that race you had with the dude with the gum? Tell us about the gum conspiracy.
Oh, the one where 50?
Yes. Tell everybody about that story, man, please.
Nah, my man, he gave my man a piece of gum, and my man crashed the goddamn car. I told him, give him them goddamn gum.
So tell him who you're talking about. You and 50 had a race. Malibu to Malibu. Yeah. Malibu to New York, whatever it was. Car to car. And it was, yeah, ends up in my pro tree. And before the race, you know, we all friends, so we around that, you know, kicking it, whatever. So the owner of the owner of the other car came and gives your driver a piece of gum. You said the gum made him drunk because he wrecked the car.
Yeah, gave him.
I'm not laughing about that. Enough, big props out to Money Mike, man. He did his thing. He done came in first a lot more times than he came in second. Big props, but that time he came in second, and that was called the what was it called? They call that the gum. The gummy show or something. I used to call that something, the gum conspiracy.
Yo, but anyway, what's that, like what they doing, Mike Hill, the points thing? What's they, you get a certain amount of points or something like that? I don't know. I don't understand that one.
Well, it's like any series race, like NASCAR. You know, you got 10 races. You come in first, you get 100 points. You come in second, you get 50 points, whatever. At the end of the year, you run all races. You get your points from every race. You add them up. Whoever got the most points wins.
Oh, okay. And I think that's somewhere, I think somebody was talking about 50,000 or something like that.
At the end of the year, if you're the man on top,
yeah.
I don't know what the money is, but I believe that's how it is. You're the man on top at the end of the year. Like, you go to all his races. You participate in each one of them. You collect points. At the end of the year, boom.
So basically, just add Mike Hill races or other races too.
Well, that's his series, so I don't know, unless he's like Mike Hill's a promoter. Promoters do stuff at their races. Now me, we're a sanctioning body. We do stuff at other people's races. We don't do anything at our race. Our races or other people's races, NGRA, will come to your race and something to your show. We add value to your show. Like, we'll do a grudge for cash. We'll put up 10,000. Well, 5,000 or whatever for the guys to lock in races and shoot. So we concentrate on grudge. He concentrates on action, on drag racing, and we concentrate on drugs. But it's all the same, but it's just different. It's the same, only different.
Okay.
So, yeah, big props out to Mike Hill for coming up with that that new program and adding a new twist to what we have now. So good deal on that. Hey, guys, I said that I wasn't going to say any more than 6:30. I tried to let Mel tell the story and everything. I do apologize to everybody. I'm getting a text as I speak. If that's not Streets right now telling me that he's calling in right in 1 second, that I got to go, and that's not him, okay? So, anyway, I definitely apologize. Unless somebody wants to take over the show, now, anybody on here, I will leave the show. It goes off by itself at 7:30. So if anybody wants to do that, let me know. Speak up right now, or I can push a button and end the show. I can end it early, and I can't end it later, but I can end it earlier. All right, guys, I definitely appreciate you. See you next time. See you next show. Until then, this is Joe. Now you know. Wait a minute. How do you turn this thing off? Oh, okay.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A. Never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A.
the money in the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer. Get you some holler dollars and...